We have Christina Stewart, who's going to share. We prayed for Christina recently. She's going to tell us the story of the birthing of her little baby. Praise God. Her husband is Rule Stewart. And Rule is, by the way, over in Shepherd, Texas. And he has been building over there a transmission station. And we're going to be broadcasting out of there pretty quickly. So we're hoping to go through Houston. Man, that's a lot of people, you know, and we're hoping to hit Fort Worth, Dallas, too. That would be nice. And then go down the Gulf Coast towards us. Of course, it won't reach this far, but there's a good possibility we'll be reaching some high-density population there. So, Christina, would you come and share with us, please?
Hi, can you hear me okay, everyone? Just give me a one if you can hear me. Okay, I would just like to share the testimony of what the Lord has done for me and His grace that He has had upon me and the miracle that He's worked in my life. I guess about 5 years ago, I had gotten pregnant after a couple years of trying, and I was very excited because I really, you know, wanted a baby and everything. And I lost the pregnancy due to unknown reasons. I had just started bleeding and just went down. I was at work. I went to the emergency room. I worked in the hospital at the time. And they told me, the baby doesn't have a heartbeat and you're probably going to miscarry it in the next few days. And I was devastated. I went home. I prayed, but I really didn't have the word or the power of the word to really do anything but accept what they told me. And of course, you know, a few days went by and I lost the baby, which was very traumatic for me at the time. And I was very just depressed about it and everything. And then me and my husband, we moved to Texas, and I guess about a year later, I got pregnant again, and I was very excited, and I said, okay, this time I'm going to do everything right. I'm going to, eat right, not get stressed out. I'm going to just do everything according to the book so that I have this pregnancy. I'm not going to overwork myself. You know, I'm just going to do everything right, and I know and everything will be okay. Again, about 2 months, 3 months went by, and I started bleeding heavily again at work. And I went home, and I was very upset. I told my husband, I'm bleeding again. But I know if I just lay down and put my feet up and rest, it's going to be okay. That's what you're supposed to do, and it's going to be okay. And, of course, as I lay there, I started feeling bad, and something told me, go to the hospital. So I went to the hospital, and it was actually Valentine's Day, 2003, and I was waiting. They did all the tests, and They were waiting for the ultrasound guy to come in to do an ultrasound. But since it was Valentine's Day and we were in a small town, they had to call him in from Houston. And he was on a date, I guess, with his wife. Anyway, so he came and he did the ultrasound. And, I saw the heartbeat. So I thought, okay, everything is okay because I saw the heartbeat. And he didn't really say much, but I felt really relieved, like, okay, the heartbeat's there, it's going to be okay. So we went, we're waiting, and then the doctor comes in, and he's like, basically tells me we're going to need to do surgery right away because we think you have an ectopic pregnancy. And I was, again, just totally devastated. And, I didn't even really have time to think or do anything. They said, we need to take you right now. So they took me to the operating room. And, you know, I lost the pregnancy again. And this time, though, the doctor said that when he went to do surgery on me, that it wasn't an ectopic pregnancy, that my uterus was rupturing because it had an abnormal shape, a heart shape, and that the baby was in the corner and that it was rupturing. And that it was very serious, and, you know, if it would have been any later, I would have no doubt died, and that it was a miracle that I was even alive, is what he told me at the time. But that it would be hard for me to get pregnant, and I would be lucky if I ever had any children, or you know, if it would be very difficult for me to have more children. So, you know, of course, I was, again, completely devastated. And for a long time after, you know, just discouraged. And but not long after this, me and my husband came to the message of David, and Greg Dawson actually brought it to us, and we started studying the Word and just learning all kinds of new things about faith and deliverance from the curse, and just, you know, it was like a spring of living water that came to us, and we began to see miracles. We saw Greg healed from his high blood pressure, which was very impressive. We saw animals healed, vehicles healed, computers healed, just all kinds of things, you know, happening because we started studying the Word, and it was working in our lives. And, you know, I began to think, you know, well, I wonder about having a baby. Like, could God, you know, heal me? Could He, you know, give me a child? And I learned a lot of things over the next few years about faith and about the sovereignty of God and how He is in control of everything. And and I learned about the women in the Bible when they weren't able to get pregnant, how it was God was in control, and when He shut their womb, He did it, and when He opened their womb, He did it, and just how He was in control of everything. And so I just, you know, I began to pray and ask the Lord if it was His will, you know, if He would give me a child. And, you know, sometimes I get discouraged because I tried everything. I tried, you know, finding out when I was ovulating and, you know, just keeping track of myself. And my sister is an OB nurse, and I'm a nurse too, so just really like trying in my own, I guess, strength to get pregnant, you know, and not understanding, well, how come, you know, I haven't so far. But like I said, over the time, I started to understand that it's not, you know, anything that I can do, that God was in control. And the more I learned, the more peace I got about it, and I gave up kind of trying to just try on my own to do all this stuff. And, you know, my sister told me you should see a specialist, and, you know, but at that point I realized that God was in control. So I said, no, I know that if God's going to give me a baby, He's going to give it to me. You know, it's not anything that I can do. I mean, people have kids all the time, and, you know, God is the one who brings souls into this world, and I know that if it's His will for me, that He's going to do it. And, you know, she even offered to be a surrogate mother for me, and, you know, which is very sweet. But I told her, you know, no, I know that God can do it, you know. And if He, you know, is going to, I just have to be patient. So, you know, anyway, so time went on, but I kind of just kind of gave it to the Lord, you know. And and then we went out, I guess it was about April of this year, and we went to visit with David and the brethren out there, and I was talking to Brother Gerard and David. We were over at Bob's house, Bob Accardi, and we're having a fellowship. And I think I was sharing with them about, you know, my prayer to have more children, and you know, that what I'd kind of been going through. And it was kind of neat because Brother Gerard, he just took the liberty just to pray for me right then, and for my husband Ruel. And he just said, you know, I'm just going to speak a blessing upon you, and you know, ask the Lord. And he just said a prayer, you know, Lord, you know, pray that you bless them, and you know, have a, that if it's your will, that, you know, they have a baby. And so I was really encouraged by that, you know, and that he'd be healthy and everything. And so, you know, a couple days later, I went home, and you know, I had stuff to do. I had to get back to work and stuff. But all of a sudden, I started feeling like these signs of pregnancy. And at first, I was reluctant to you know, do anything about it, because I had had that before, and because I had been trying before, had taken lots of pregnancy tests, and they were negative, and I get discouraged. And, you know, so Ruel came home, and I told him, you know, I'm having these signs of pregnancy. And he just went out and got a test, and I took the test, and whoa, I was pregnant. So that was just amazing, because it was like before I even knew I was pregnant, God had already answered that prayer when Gerard prayed it. And, you know, immediately me and Ruel both got the verse, you know, it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are yet speaking, I will hear, you know. So we were just very encouraged and excited, and wow, you know, that's just another miracle, you know. So we started out, you know, with a lot of faith, and just, you know, hey, this was, again, words, you know, we spoke, and here I am pregnant now, and how exciting, you know. So, you know, told our family, everyone was real excited, and it was neat that I had lost the baby before. I started bleeding very heavily, and right, I was actually at my parents' house when it happened, and right when I started bleeding, immediately, you know, fear came, first thing, fear, you know, because they had told me, you know, you're high risk, you could die, you know, all of this stuff, and if you ever, you know, if that ever happens again, you need to come right away. And so I started bleeding, and it was heavy, and I was, you know, the devil attacked me again, and he started telling me, you know, you're going to die, and you better go to the hospital. And so it was kind of like a decision-making time at that point. You know, my parents were, oh, you better go to the hospital. You know, this is kind of serious. And I prayed about it and considered it, you know, because they tell you, you know, you need to be wise and don't be foolish. And, you know, so I prayed, and the Lord just told me, no, you know, you prayed for this baby, and, you know, God's going to answer your prayer. You're going to have this baby, and he's going to be fine. And so I said, no, you know, I'm not going to go to the hospital. I'm going to go home. And so I went home, and Ruel said, you know, whatever you decide, I'm here for you. And, you know, I know God's going to do it, too. I have faith. So we came home, and, of course, I couldn't sleep that night. So I just put on Bible studies and pretty much stayed up all night, and just to keep the devil at bay from, you know, invading my thoughts, I just listened to the Word. I just listened to the studies on healing and deliverance, and, you know, deliverance from death and from the curse, and I just kind of kept those going. And as long as, you know, I was listening to them and quoting scriptures and focused on them, the devil would cease to attack me. But when I started to, you know, think about the physical aspects of things, then it was like, you know, I would start to get discouraged. And, you know, he tells you all kinds of things. You're going to die. You're going to leave your husband, you know, a widow and your child that you have, you know, motherless, but, you know, I just said, no, Lord, I'm not under the curse, you know. And so, you know, it was a trial, and as time went on, you know, I just kept bleeding. I bled till 4.5 months, and through all that, the baby was fine, and the Lord showed me a lot of things. I was definitely had to get in His Word to have that sword of the Spirit to have the strength to get through it. And the Lord showed me to walk by faith and not by sight, not to look at what I was seeing or what I was feeling or any pain that I was having, just to walk by faith and just picture in my mind the end result, you know, which was a beautiful, healthy baby, what we prayed for. And you know, the brethren prayed for me, and I would just cling to those prayers and just say, you know, one person, you know's prayer can, I guess it's chase 1,000, and two can chase 10,000, you know. So all those prayers just really would encourage me and everything. And so then, you know, the other thing the Lord showed me too during that time was to just speak faith. And one thing that really impressed me was the story about the Shunammite woman who she had a son. God granted her a son. Elijah had a son, you know, prayed for her, and she had a son. And then he hit his head while working in the field and was dead. And she went to Elijah to ask him, you know, to pray for him or whatever. And when he sent out his servant to ask the woman how she was doing and how her son was doing, he said, "Is it well with you?" And she said, "It is well." And that really impressed me because her son was dead, and she said everything was okay. And the Lord showed me, you know, no matter how you feel, no matter what's going on, you know, you have to speak faith. So people would ask me, you know, how do you feel? How people always ask you when you're pregnant, oh, how are you feeling, you know? And I didn't necessarily feel good, and, you know, of course, when you're bleeding and you're pregnant, that's a bad thing. So, but I always just, you know, felt like, you know, I am okay, and it's well, and I'm fine. And, you know, so the Lord showed me that just to speak faith and that it will come to pass, you know. And that day by day, you know, just to get in the Word in order to have the strength to get through one day at a time. And, you know, I went through a lot of trials. My husband went through a lot of trials when, you know, I went to the doctor. You know, he'd tell me, you know, you shouldn't even have kids because you're just putting yourself at risk and you need to get your tubes tied. And, you know, this is just, you know, you're cheating death and you're, you know, dancing with death. And, you know, just he constantly used the word death. And I just thought, you know, no, that's not what the Bible says about me, you know, and I don't believe it, you know. And it was only the Word that helped me to be able to resist those thoughts and those words and those cast down those imaginations. So, you know, I went through a long pregnancy, and again, they told me you're at high risk for preterm labor, and you know the baby could be very early, and all of this. But no, I made it, and by the grace of God, to 37 weeks. And last, I guess Monday, November 27th. Well, actually Sunday night on Bible study, I told Bill, you know, I'm going to be going in and having the baby tomorrow. So he said a prayer for me, and what one of the things that was included in the prayer was a painless delivery. And I thought, well, you know, I'm going to have the baby in the hospital because we prayed about that, and the Lord gave Ruel a dream that, you know, that would work out good. And So I was going to have a cesarean. So I thought, well, you know, I'm not really going to have to go through, you know, the labor and everything. So, you know, the whole painless delivery thing, you know, I'll just take that for everything, you know, the surgery, everything I have to go through. I'll take that prayer for that, you know, since I won't have to go through labor. So, you know, thank the Lord, I have not had any pain whatsoever through the surgery, after the surgery, at all, no pain. And, you know, they told me, oh, you need to take this pain medicine, otherwise you're not going to be able to move around. And, you know, no, I was up that night and walking around and haven't had any problems since. So anyways, that's another thing that the Lord did for me. But, so, you know, I went in to have the baby, and we you know, was about to undergo the, I guess, the operation. And, of course, right then the devil, you know, attacked me. Oh, you know, something's going to be wrong. You're not going to make it. And, you know, at the time, the only scripture that came to my mind was, the Lord is my shepherd. And I just repeated that, the Lord is my shepherd, until, you know, the attack ceased. And then I heard my little baby cry, and that was really neat. And, of course, you know, his AFGOR score was 10, and he was healthy as can be. And, you know, that was really encouraging. And so I went to, you know, recovery and everything. And I guess it was an hour later, after they took him to the nursery, they came and said, you know, something's wrong with your baby. He has what they call a pneumothorax, which is a leak in his lung. And, you know, it's serious, so we're going to have to put him in the neonatal ICU, and he's going to have to be on oxygen, and we're starting an IV and all this, you know. And, you know, I was like, oh, you know, this is again, just another attack, you know, from the devil and everything. And, again, fear, first thing, but then you just resisted, and Rule, you know, just said, you know, no, I know he's going to be fine, and, you know, we know we're going to have a healthy baby, and he's healthy, and we're just going to pray for him, and it's going to be fine, you know. And so we did, and by the morning, and it was a long night, you know, but by the morning, you know, everything was fine. His pneumothorax was sealed up, and, you know, he was breathing fine, and he's just, the doctors were very amazed. They said it wasn't even on the X-ray, and he was doing really good. And then, you know, they told me, well, you know, he's early, so he's going to have jaundice, and he's going to possibly have, you know, problems sucking and swallowing, and you know, he might need occupational therapy, and he's going to probably have to be in the hospital for several days, and, or, you know, a week or even longer. And Ruel, he just said, you know, no, I think, you know, everything's going to be fine. And sure enough, like, by the grace of God, he, you know, eating perfectly fine, just as strong as can be. By the third day, when I was ready to go home, which I was ready to go home the first day, but of course they wouldn't let me, they had no reason to keep him. They, so of course he came home with us, and he's been doing really good, and praise the Lord, no problems sucking, no problems eating, no problems with jaundice, no problems breathing. And even after that, it was still like another trial, because then Rural's mom came up to visit to see the baby. And as soon as she got here, or when she got here, she got the flu. And, of course, you know, you don't want a newborn baby and someone with the flu around. But, you know, that was just another trial. And we just prayed for the baby, and prayed for his mom, and the baby, again, didn't get any flu or anything. And, you know, that was really neat too, because, you know, it's like a test, because the doctor said, you know, right before I went home, he goes, now it's flu season, so if you have anyone you know, who wants to see the baby, and if they're sick, you know, keep them away because, you know, it's very bad for a little baby to get, you know, get sick at this age, you know, especially if they're premature and all this. And so it was like a test, you know, because his mom came and but, you know, the baby's been fine. So I just want to just praise the Lord and thank the brethren for their prayers and for just speaking blessings and faith. And I just want to thank the Lord for what he's done for me and my family and his mercy that he's shown upon us and just for the miracle that he's done in my life and my husband's life and my son's life. And I just pray that that it can be an encouragement to anyone out there going through a trial or praying for something, you know, praying for something that, you know, the Lord is faithful, and we just have to take his word, and he does it, and there's nothing we can do, you know, to make these things come to pass other than just believe, and just believe the word, and just have faith in the word, and to walk by faith and not by sight, and God will do it. And thank you for letting me share. God bless you.
Well, thank you for sharing that, Christina. God bless you. That's just so neat. You know, you remind me of Abraham. He says, what's that's the scripture? And Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned unto him for righteousness. And, of course, what was he believing God for? He was believing God for a child, right? So, you know, God calls us righteous when we believe his word. It really doesn't have anything to do with salvation here in Romans chapter 4 that he's speaking about. It's just that God is pleased with those who hold to his word. And of course, we end up being pleased, too, because we're blessed when we do that. God bless you, Christina. And you, too, Rule. And you, too, baby. Thank you, Father. Reuben, thank you. Bless Reuben, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for pouring out your spirit and your blessings upon him. And just thank you so much, God. Amen.